Case number 12,673, Brian Jones and Maggie Jones seek a variance from the front yard setback for a proposed addition to an existing structure. Sections 115.34, 115.182, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of River Road, approximately 0.19 miles east of Layton Davis Road. The 911 address is 31614 River Road, Millsboro. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 234, MAP 34.10, Parcel 80. The applicant is seeking a 20.3-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. There's zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Is the applicant present? If you would, please come forward and be sworn in with Mr. Sharp.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Phyllis Saunders, 31625 River Road, Millsboro, Delaware. I'm the applicant. Brian Jones is my son. I'm having the addition put on their house for them as a gift.
Okay. And I'll have him sworn in as well. Please state your name and address for the record.
Brian Jones, 31614 River Road.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hi.
You have the floor.
So I purchased the house approximately, my husband and I purchased the house approximately 22, 23 years ago. It was built in 1940, so it's a brick home. The structure was already there. When we bought it, we gutted it. We upgraded electric, plumbing, and did all of that. It's considered a 1.5 story because it's like a 412 pitch. So the upstairs is very narrow. There's not much room upstairs. It was just my husband, myself, and my son. So we actually just lived on the first floor. We never even completely finished the upstairs until my husband passed away 5 years ago. That's when I decided to finish the upstairs. My son and his, at the time, fiance moved in with me. So I lived upstairs. They lived downstairs. They were both just finishing up with college and everything and getting started. I also own the lot number one directly across the street. I had had that home built for my parents. My father since deceased. My mother has Alzheimer's. So I moved into that home and sold the 31614 on the riverside to my son and his now wife. A lovely home, but it is very small, and it's when I had the upstairs finished and had a bathroom put in upstairs, it's a very small bathroom. There was only room for a very small shower because of the height and everything, and actually there's no bathtub in the house. I tried to find out about building a bathroom so that my grandson and future grandchildren can have a bathtub to splash around in, and there's just the structure of the house. Even though we sistered all of the 2x8s with 2x10s, my contractor told me that the upstairs cannot structurally handle the weight of a bathtub. Downstairs, the bathroom just has a shower, and it's very functional the way it is, so they would like to leave that. And the side that they're, to go right into this, the uniqueness of the property, it's very shallow. It's a small lot depth-wise, but they originally it was three lots on the water. We had it combined into one lot. So the side that they're going to build out to is the side where you see the driveway. So number two, it can't otherwise be developed, you know, because of the conforming to the setbacks, and to add the bathroom onto the bedroom that they would like to add it onto, this is where it has to go. Also, the house is kind of like a T shape, so towards the back it goes this way, so the roof is this way, and there's no way really to add on, and that's not the room that we want to add the bathroom onto. In the front, the house is this way, so the addition will have like a lean-to type roof line to go out to the garage. It is the smallest that we think, you know, would be if the bathroom is going to have a closet, because there's actually no closet in that bedroom. It's going to have a bathtub, shower, sink, just one sink. We didn't even go big enough to put a double sink and a commode. The next one, the house, like I said, was built in 1940. The additions going to be placed on the side of the home is not going to encroach on any setbacks on the other side. Our neighbor George, it's not going to be on his side. And like I already said, for number five, the addition's going to be placed as far back to be coming off of the room that it's desired to have the bathroom added onto. And with the roof line, there's not really anywhere else to go.
Does that complete your presentation?
I believe so.
Do you have anything you'd like to add?
I was just going to add the main reasons that we wanted. The first one, just kind of touch on a little bit, but our family is obviously growing in size. I grew up in that house, like she said, with my stepfather and her, and we all three used that downstairs bathroom that's there. And it's just like, he'd be in there shaving, I can't go in there to get ready for school and do my thing, and then after I get done, I'd call next, or she'd be in there. So it was just one after the other trying to get in there. There is the upstairs bathroom, but that's because of the pitch of the roof, it's way too small for me to even be in there, really. I tried to shower in there once, and I can't even get underneath of the shower head. The other thing was the room that we're added onto is the bedroom. The only little closet that we have in there, it's like the size of this desk. I'm a police officer, and I keep my stuff in there because you don't want to mix it all. I don't mix it all in with my regular clothing, so I keep it all in there in this one closet. So my wife doesn't have this bathroom is going to have like a closet area that's where she's going to put all her stuff, her clothes, all that. So that's one of the reasons, one of the main reasons she wants it. And then privacy was my third reason. That bathroom downstairs is used by everyone. We have guests over, when we have get-togethers or gatherings, it's used by every person, that downstairs bathroom is. And when my son gets older, he's going to move downstairs into my old room. And like I said, with us three having to share that bathroom when I was growing up, me and my wife, one of the other main reasons is because we want to have our own private bathroom area where we can get ready ourselves and we don't have to worry about walking around in the nude and all that stuff. I know that's might be inappropriate, but it's kind of the privacy was a big thing for us. And that's pretty much my main three reasons for wanting it.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
Just on the map, I know the layover sometimes doesn't line up straight. Can you clean that up for us? Like, where exactly is it on that map up there?
It's going to come right out from here, just to the edge of the driveway.
Okay.
But it's not going to block any views of anyone because the house across the street is mine, and my view comes this way.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's going to come be straight in the line with the house, so it's not going to come out any further from the house. It'll be further back from the steps. We didn't try to go out to where the steps are, just in line with the house.
Okay.
To the driveway. Do you have any flooding issues on that property?
No, it's actually about 10 years ago, this property was taken out of the flood zone.
Sewer, water?
Mm-mm. The sewer is a septic system.
Where is that located?
Not a septic, it's the town sewer system. I'm sorry, it's
right.
Town sewer.
Thanks for clarifying that. No well?
Oh, well, it is a well water. There is, I believe town water is eligible, but it wasn't a requirement when it came through.
Where's that well on that property? I hate to have you keep on going back and forth. I just wanted to
That's okay.
See.
It's right out here.
Okay.
And theirs is just on our property line over here.
And then you said that you were talking about the neighbor. The neighbor, both neighbors on both sides are okay with this?
Yes.
You've spoken to both of them?
Yes.
Fair?
Yes.
Okay. Ma'am, you stated this was three lots at one time?
It was originally three lots when we first purchased the home. It was three lots on the water side and the one lot on the opposite side. When we had when I refinanced, actually, we had it combined into one lot because I never wanted to sell it. I want to have that property.
Sure.
When he was younger, I actually came here and had a above-ground swimming pool, an 18 by 36 pool there. But then, you know, as he outgrew that, we had it taken down.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that back right part where that red arrow is? Is that bulkheaded?
Yeah.
It's
like right out of there.
About halfway to, several years ago, we had all a new bulkhead here, and then it's bulkheaded about to there. Because there in the flood zone, I mean, you wouldn't. In Delaware, there's not too many hills, but that's quite a significant little hill. On that other side is where the flooding, and it's a orchard area, is where flooding usually occurs. The sign usually goes right in front of their house.
And the reason
for people to turn around.
The reason I'm asking that is it looks like it shaves off a good bit of your property from where that's, which gives you less area that you can make improvements on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if that, because we've had cases where this is the case, or do you know if that is actually considered your property that's outside of that bulkhead to where it goes to
yes,
the water?
Yes, it is.
It is?
Yes, we had enough built so that you can step down off of the bulkhead and still be on our property.
Do you know about, just a guesstimation of how many square feet that might be of your property or a percentage? It looks like maybe 10%?
Not much.
That does give you less buildable space is what I'm getting at there. Any other questions?
I have a question for Ms. Norwood, actually. On the building permit, it actually says a 30-foot setback. Is that just a discrepancy, or is it really 40 foot?
It is 40.
Okay, yes. So the building permit is just incorrect.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
Mr. Sharp?
You were talking about the slope, and I think I saw on a prior board decision that there had been a slope in the rear yard, and that's why
yes,
you haven't constructed otherwise in the rear
yes,
yard.
The bulkhead was raised 4 feet in the front, and dirt was brought in. Is that what you're talking about? The
well, slope? I guess, yeah, it does appear in looking at this that there might be some buildable area to the rear of the house. Is it because this slopes down that you didn't want to put that addition there?
Yes, and because of the room that the roof line, that it's not, the contractor had said it wasn't structurally sound to build off of the roof line the way the pitch goes that way versus this way, and also because of the room that they want to build the bathroom off of is at the front of the house.
Okay. And my recollection was, I think you had testified that the well was also to the rear of the house.
The wells, yeah, the rear on the water side.
So that would be a reason not to build.
Correct.
To the water side. How much does it slope from the house to the river?
From the front
of your property to the rear of the property, I presume it slopes down. Do you know how much that
I
grade
don't
is?
Know.
Where it starts to slope is probably, it has like no slope all the way to about, like you can kind of see right there, that line, and I'd say probably 4 foot. Like if I stood at the bottom of the bulkhead, I could see up over to like the driveway. So I'd say maybe like 3-4 foot drop from where it starts to drop.
So the rear of your property, you wouldn't be able to put anything there anyhow because of that slope?
No, it definitely slopes down.
Okay.
Where you want with it.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Board, any further questions? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12673? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12673? Operator?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Motion to close.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12673 for Mr. Brian Jones and Maggie Jones. The property has unique physical conditions because of the property's location and the slope and the exceptional difficulties due to such conditions. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12673 has been approved.